Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I've just made more mess in the last 2.5 minute song in this studio than I ever have in my life.
What have you got over there? You're making something that I've never heard of called ambrosia salad. I'm guessing this is an American thing.
I think it is. So I do a lot of Christmas cooking this time of year, and every time I've Googled, like, you know, festive recipes, like on Pinterest, that's not a thing, Pinterest.
Pinterest, yeah. You're trying to come up with new avenues to explore.
This always comes up, and I've never known what it is because it's a salad, but it's sweet. I think a lot of the time they serve it at, like, their Thanksgiving dinners.
Yeah, because that's all candied yams and marshmallow stuffing and all sorts of weird things come out at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm just adding the final touch now. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear it, but...
whipped cream.
Whipped cream, baby.
But you've also put sour cream in there, and I can see marshmallows.
Yep, it's got marshmallows, it's got sour cream, it's got peaches, cherries.
Tin peaches, right.
Yeah, it's all there.
Oh, no.
It doesn't look great. Just give it a bit of a stir, Bob, and I will post a photo of this on our stories at Magic931. I want to know what the appeal is.
Just the whole vibe of it is giving me the willies. I'm so hungry right now, Brooke. I need some breakfast, but this is my worst nightmare. There's some pineapple in there as well.
There's pineapple, peaches, the marshmallows, then just your two staple creams, sour cream and normal whipped
sour
cream.
And whipped. All right. Well,
hey, this looks absolutely awful.
Let me go in for the mouthful, Brooke.
You go in. Let me
just get
first.
This right. Side on.
I want to hear your response. Maybe this is actually really great and we just never knew. Maybe we're missing out all
along.
All
right, here goes.
Get in there. Bob, you're not eating it. Put it in your mouth. Come on.
I thought I could trick you by going into profile and just miming putting it behind
my
cheek.
You're lying. Go on. Have an eat.
All right. So what have I got? I can see sour cream, marshmallow. Let me actually get a proper spoonful. Get some peach.
Go on.
Oh,
you can do it.
I don't like this. I don't want to do it. I know we're running out of time, but I don't want to eat this.
It's the Christmas spirit, Bob. Come on. Just have a little bit. Just have a little taste. A little bit in your mouth.
This is going to put me off Christmas forever.
Nah, you'll be fine. Oh, my gosh. The complete look on your face. Just embrace it. It doesn't even look... you're not even gagging. It's fine. See?
Every swirl of my tongue is a different taste.
is that a good thing? I'm going in for a bit
you're
now.
Getting the marshmallow, then you're getting sour cream, then you're getting... look, it's so creamy and vaguely fruity that it's actually not too bad, but the thought of putting it in your mouth is just repellent.
What would you serve it with? It's not
nothing.
Good.
Yeah. Now we're just going to have a mouthful of dairy for the rest of the show, Brooke. You've given the one thing we shouldn't have before air.
It's not awful, but maybe just keep it off your Christmas table this year.
I don't know why it was invented. I don't know why someone thought to put all this together and why it began a tradition and why Americans thought, hey, that sounds good. Let's do that at our Thanksgiving.
It's because they're Americans.
Let's put this on Pinterest.